Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Oh, I look terrible.
No, you don't. Come on now.
I should put makeup on. Since I went for a run with makeup on the other on Christmas Day, as I was running away from my family, and I'd put like all of the makeup in the world on my eyes, and then it all went into my eyes, and then I was basically blind, and I was.
We should start the podcast.
Good morning.
Have we started this running commentary? First one of the year, 2017.
Yes, actually the second one of the year, but the first real one of the year.
What was the fake one?
We faked up a marathon training podcast, which we actually did in last July, but don't tell anyone. And talking marathon training, a fellow London marathoner this year, our guest this week, Bryony Gordon, good morning.
Good morning. Are you doing the marathon as well?
We're all doing it.
We're all doing the marathon, yes.
What time are you going to do it in?
Do you really
I'm obsessed with time.
Yeah, you were so aggressive when Rob told you the time for his first marathon.
That was my worst one.
What do you mean it was your worst one?
You started calling him names. Rob did the whole, listen, I'm sorry, it is quite fast. And told her the time and she listen, I'm not going to repeat what
you
said.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, not if we want to get our, if we don't want to have a
you
flag.
You get an E next to your podcast.
But wait, Paul here is hoping to do the London Marathon in less than 3 hours.
just laughter. That's all it gets. Just laughter. Absurd, high pitched laughter.
So yeah, apologies for that.
And what are you?
I'm really, really sorry about that. I can only apologise.
I can only hope for a snail like 3.25 hours.
Oh my god!
That's who you're in with this morning, Brian.
Right.
We've done that kind of thing before, but never mind our marathons. Tell us about yours.
Well, I've never done a marathon before. So,
what made you accept this preposterous challenge?
Because, I write a lot about mental health.
Yes.
And I've written a book all about my own mental health.
Mad Girl.
Mad Girl. Available at all bad bookshops. It's just out in paperback. And
didn't it recently make the Richard and Judy Spring selection?
Book club, yeah.
That's fantastic. That's good news, isn't it?
It's really exciting.
That's really good news.
Also, this paperback thing is huge, you know? How many hardbacks did you get for Christmas? Have you tried to lie in bed reading a hardback?
They're all about, the publishers say it's very, you've got to have a hardback. It shows how serious we are about book.
I have to say that the number of times I've dozed off reading a hardback and got a sharp poke to the forehead.
They're heavy as well.
Yeah, exactly. Good for upper body exercise. Anyway, so Mad Girl.
We haven't started running yet. I'm just going to talk and walk because that's something I think is really important.
That's vital for my sub-3 marathon.
Yeah, not a problem.
There's got to be a lot of.
I get terrible. I get all mental illness is terrible, but I get bad depression and obsessive compulsive disorder. And everyone says, "Oh, I'm a bit OCD," but OCD is like quite serious.
Yeah.
And it can be so debilitating that I can't leave the house. Yeah. And when it gets that debilitating. As it did this time last year, I was really ill because I was writing Mad Girl, and who knew that writing a book about mental illness might make you a bit mentally ill.
It took you close to the flame.
Yeah. So when that happens, I run, but I run I don't run very hard, like fast or very very long period of time. Just, I always say, just until I look like I've been in the glare of a nuclear bomb, right, which is about 10 minutes.
To get that colour, that colour
in your cheeks. Yeah. When just you and cockroaches survive.
So, because I'm built for comfort and not speed. Like, I know you can't see on a podcast, but I'm a curvy girl. So, anyway, I'm not a fast runner. And in fact, not running at all still currently.
But we haven't reached the common.
Yeah, we're still
once we hit the common, this is going to go crazy.
And in all seriousness, you know, are we planning to walk? You know, walking, running the London Marathon is a way to do.
We're
it.
Warming
it's
up.
The way to do.
Well, I'm not going
to.
I'm not
going to. Here we are. Get me and you. It's got no pull. Just jolly at the moment.
But blah, 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 blah. So anyway, so last January, a year ago, I was out running on Clapham Common, and I saw all these groups of people that were doing, you know, military fitness, and people playing football, and I thought to myself, why is there not a sort of active group for people with mental illness? Where, because, you know, the one thing that we know really helps your mental health is exercise and
yes.
activity.
Yes.
And you hear countless people say that they get better through running. Or
that's right. It's proven, isn't it? It's medically proven to be a good medicine for mental
endorphins
health.
Endorphins and things like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm. And you've just got to concentrate on staying alive. Well, like breathing.
Yeah, yeah.
I found the last sprout of Christmas. Rob?
Oh, great.
Show your photo up for the last time.
I think it's still good if you want to get back and put it onto boil. For
parboil.
Force the kids to eat that one.
I don't want it. And it was on still. I'm so sorry. It was very important to cover the sprout thing rather than the important mental health
discussion.
Yeah, but no, thanks. Last sprout Christmas.
So you saw these.
No, and I was running. I was not running. I was sort of jogging at a leisurely pace. And I thought, God, why is there not something like this? And I thought, how about I had this sort of crazy kind of light bulb moment where I was like, how about I create a group where you kind of you go running or walking together and we call it Mental Health Mates. And it can be for people with all different kinds of issues, because you shouldn't be ashamed of having mental health issues.
These are the two headlines, aren't they? They're so clear, but you can't hammer them home enough. It's one, exercise is good for mental health.
Yeah.
And two, people should talk about mental health.
Yes. No one's ever got better not talking about their mental health.
Yeah.
Like, we know talking is how you get better.
It makes it worse. If you don't talk. Yeah. If you don't talk about it, isolation's a part of it.
So yeah. So I went on Twitter and I said, I kind of came home and I told this all to my husband, and he's like, are you high? And I was like, yes, I've been on a lot of diazepam. And then he was like, but a load of nutters might turn up. And I was like, that's the point. So I went on Twitter and I was like, what if we did this thing and I'll be at this cafe in Hyde Park at this time on Valentine's Day? Because
nothing says romance.
Well, no, but Valentine's Day is a hard day for people.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And,
well, I think not anyone, but you get to a certain sort of time in life, and when you see the date in the diary, you think, well, avoid that.
Yeah. I thought, no, let's get out there.
Yeah, good.
And I did think I was completely mad when I left my husband and child in the nice warm flat, and it was howling wind and rain. But I turned up, and to my amazement, 20 people came.
Yeah.
A year later, we have chapters. It makes it sound a bit religious. It's not. But we have walks in Bristol, Leeds, Newcastle, New York.
Well, that's
Cardiff.
Fantastic. That's an incredible thing
Exeter.
To get going.
So anyway, so there's all of that, and so then I'm being very safe.
And you run around, the park together.
Well, no, we meet and you walk. Right. Some people run, but it's about getting out and doing the thing you don't think you can do, which is always the thing you should do.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, from that, and then so when Mental Health Mates have been going a couple of months, it was announced that the charity, the official charity of
the Virgin London Marathon,
is this charity called Heads Together.
Okay.
Which is this campaign set up by the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge and Prince Harry.
Right.
And to create a conversation about mental health and to break the stigma attached to it.
Right.
And I was invited along to the launch of that. And We should start running now.
Yeah, we're on Clapham. We walked to Clapham Common. I'm going to take a picture of this wonderful signboard for our more attentive listeners.
It was yesterday. I came out running here, and it was like just frost. It's beautiful.
It's quite a nice place to have near you, though, isn't it?
Yeah, let's do a little light running.
Okay, let's do it. Well, I'm embarrassed running with people.
So you're invited along to this.
So I'm invited along to this launch.
Yeah.
Where I meet the Duke and Duchess of Cambridge.
Yeah.
And...
had you met them before?
No. But I've met them lots of times now. And
have
I thought...
Have they been around your house?
Huh?
Have they been around your house?
No, I couldn't possibly say... No, of course. I've been around their house, though.
Well, it's a big place, I heard.
I got invited to Kensington Palace for their Christmas drinks, yeah.
Nice.
Anyway, my laces are undone. So...
Do you need to stop and lace?
No, I'm fine.
Trip hazard.
I was talking to Catherine, as we must call her.
Yeah.
I said, are you going to do the marathon? And she said, oh, no, we can't because of security reasons. And I said, if I can do the marathon, you can. And then I realised... I sort of talked myself into doing a marathon.
You realised at that point that you weren't doing a marathon and then you sorted it out.
And one of the Heads Together guys was like, great!
So... Well, it's a great nudge, isn't it, when you've got that? I mean, so many people run the London Marathon, other marathons, charity, and it's mutually beneficial.
Well...
Because they want you to do it, you want to do it. It gives you... puts fuel in your tank.
Gives you that motivation.
So I'm aiming to raise £10,000 for Heads Together.
Very good.
I'm going to stop and do my laces up here.
Yeah.
And
let's get to the bench.
I just, I kind of thought, well, if I don't do it now, I'm never going to do it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. See?
Fantastic.
But I'm not a runner, as you can tell by how out of breath I already am.
Yeah, but you're going to do the marathon.
No, but anyone...
But that's also the packet of Marlboro Menthols I smoked last night.
Yeah, yeah, that is harder. The actual... But our friend Susie Chen, who is an ultra runner...
Right.
She runs...
Well, she's 56 miles.
Yeah, or more. You know, she's got the world record for how far you run on a running... She ran 70 miles on a running machine.
Oh, just as you do.
And, yeah. And
how long does that take her?
Half an hour? Less than 12 hours. But she didn't stop smoking until after she'd done
She actually did
marathon.
That while smoking.
Yeah, that's
true. Really?
And sitting in an armchair. She cheated quite badly. Which way are we going now? You're in charge.
Down here, the bandstand.
Straight onto the bandstand.
So one of the essential philosophies to the podcast is anyone who runs any distance at any time is a runner.
Yeah.
So you don't have to... So that whole kind of self-definition thing about being a runner...
Yeah. I think particularly
really exist, really?
In this day and age, I think it's an old-fashioned ownership of running. There's this kind of alternative, something that... a guy in a cartoon in shorts does years ago. Like Tom Courtney, you know, loneliness of a long-distance runner. But in this day and age, so many people run. and it is whatever you want it to be. I mean, first of all...
It's free.
It's free. It's everybody's. And also everybody's individual run. You know, even me and Paul, lots of...
They're basically walking.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. And it is...
Well, I'm going at my fastest pace. I feel like Usain Bolt.
Yeah, don't let us... You slow us down at any point. Because, you know, unless we get in trouble for...
We can make the cafe.
You can stop at the cafe here and have some lunch.
No, come on, guys.
Yeah, sorry.
Come on, guys.
So what is your... we are actually... It's January the 4th, right? So it's a really good timing for the London Marathon. What's your thinking? I think you told us... Before we started recording, someone said, do a 10K before Christmas.
Yeah.
You did that.
I did it.
That's the first step. What's the next step?
I guess walking. Next step. Sorry, I find it difficult.
It's okay. Don't worry.
To concentrate. Okay. Run. And the good thing about running is how little you have to concentrate.
Yeah.
It's great. You let your mind wander, doesn't it? It's very
totally
relaxing
just
for your brain, isn't it?
Is it too early to carb load? Because this cafe does pizza and
No, we're going up this way.
Oh.
We're going to go towards the Old Town, which is a lovely part of Clapham Common. I don't know. I have like a marathon training plan.
Yes.
Right. So you're just going to follow that?
I'm just
so
follow
somebody
that.
Made that out for you then? Or you've got it from a magazine? Or
I got it from Martin Yelland.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Or Yelling.
Yes.
Martin! Oh, misunderstood. I was yelling. Is that magpie in the nest? Is that lucky or bad?
I don't know.
Rob,
I
was gone. Rob always says hello to magpies.
It is what you make of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm doing that. But, okay, so basically, I started my whole kind of... I started my training thing back in October, where I went to this body camp.
Okay.
A thing called the body camp in Ibiza, just to kind of kickstart my fitness.
Wait a minute, where was it again?
Ibiza.
Let's not pass that by. That's quite a nice okay. thing about this.
So I've never been to...
You started your training in the Balearics.
I've never been to Ibiza before. Because I was quite like a pass. Come on, I was.
Oh, hey, look, she's off.
Oh, wow, what a decision! Demanding us. Love that. Psychologically, you just start to relax, and then she's off again.
Really, I think I'm injured. I really hurt my knee.
We need to stretch before that happens.
Twang.
So you went to Ibiza, then it's the thought of Ibiza. She starts sprinting. I was a party girl, then she sprints up.
I've never been to Ibiza before because I used to like drink so much and take so many drugs.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought if I go to Ibiza.
That's it.
Or Glastonbury, I'll die.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And I did go to Glastonbury, and I didn't die, obviously, because I'm here running with you now.
Well done.
But I did get
pretty
viral
messy.
Conjunctivitis.
Woohoo! Close nothing says party like.
And I just didn't really enjoy it.
Yeah.
So I never went to Ibiza. And I certainly never thought I'd go to Ibiza and get high.
To get better.
Without drinking and taking any drugs.
Ah, but again,
but
we
that's
see
what
this.
I did.
That's the running and for people who used to, for want of a better word, dance. It's really important, you know. I listen to so much music when I'm running, and the endorphin rush, the high, the kind of looseness, the love for the world. There's so many connections.
I've stopped listening to music when I run, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Because.
I don't listen to it. Yeah.
What I found, like, this is why I don't go on a treadmill either, because I'm always trying to go at a different pace.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm trying to like go at the pace of Nicki Minaj, super pace.
Yeah. No, I never like to run at the pace.
And I'm knackering myself out.
I did this thing for Six Music where I was assessing various running tracks for their running track World Cup during the Olympics, and. The whole thing, and Spotify does this, they give you, they change the speed of the song to fit how you're running, and I don't hold with that at all, because I use the music to forget that I'm running.
Yeah.
So you can just kind of cruise, but it's a difficult one, because obviously the pace does help, it needs to help at a more primal level, I think, than actually step for step. So I've never been to aerobics, so I haven't really got the coordination to stay
nice
in.
You set your own...
pace.
Just go as you feel, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. Or either your own pace or Nicki Minaj. I mean, I thought Nicki Minaj was something that happened when you're trying to climb over a barbed wire fence.
Oh, Nicki Minaj.
My laces have undone again. I'm going to have to double knot them.
You're going to need better laces for London. That's our first tip.
Well...
I took a picture of you tying your lace before. It's become the shoelace diary.
So what did you do at Ibiza then? What happened at the body camp?
Oh, okay. That's not my phone. So I went. I thought I'm going to hate this, and it's amazing. The amazing people run it, sister and brother team, and this amazing trainer called Rick, who used to be in the Marine. I don't know, some sort of
fighter,
some sort of soldier.
Criminal? Yeah.
And I was terrified that I was going to be, you know, the least fit person there. I was the least fit person there.
Right.
But it wasn't in any way... everyone was, like, brilliant, supportive, and you do it all at your own. So, you know, someone would be doing kind of pull-ups.
So what were you doing just exercise? Was it diet and exercise and all that
all
kind
day,
of...
All day, basically.
Was it juicing
moving,
and all that?
But you do HIIT training and fancy dress.
Right.
It was all about laughter, and then in the evening you'd have a massage. Oh, it was lush.
It sounds great.
I don't know whether it was lush because I was alone for a week. But anyway, I did things that I didn't think I could do. Like, right. We did a 20K hike.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of
wow.
it uphill.
Wow. And, that's great. Yeah, yeah. That's great.
And all sorts of things. Yeah, I just didn't think my body...
And you need a community to do that stuff,
yeah.
don't you? I mean, that's how that works.
And they've become great friends, all the people that were on it. Anyway, so I dropped like 8 pounds in a week, which...
Wow. That's a lot, isn't it?
Since I
that's
got back...
similar to the amount I put on over Christmas. Well, I believe over Christmas Day.
It is possible to do.
It was a good day.
Come on then.
Oh, we're off.
Whoa! I love this game.
No, we want people to think that we've been running the whole way around, guys.
How fast so could you?
So.
These hills.
It really kick-started my... So I put on a lot of weight when I had my daughter.
Right.
Which was nearly 4 years ago now.
Yes. So
like, when I commit to something, I really commit to something. And I really committed...
To the mother.
To eating cake.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
And
nice.
Chips and burgers.
Yep, yep.
When I was pregnant and on maternity leave. And I guess it was...
Eating
kind of
for two, isn't it? Yeah.
It's a substitute for booze and drugs and all the other things. Yeah,
but also, I think if you're, I just feel like I'm, if you have an on or off personality, you know, committing to things, it doesn't matter what it is, like whether it's reading a novel, having a meal, or going for a run, saying I'm going to do the London Marathon. You remind, I certainly feel that I'm just someone who doesn't do, yeah, I might, I won't or I will. So you just do.
So
look, it's the friends of mine got married in this church.
Really?
It was great.
I was going to say, it's a beautiful church. I've never been inside it. That's a lovely restaurant. Trinity.
Nice. Too early to carb load?
And that's
damn
a really
it,
cool pub there.
That. Which
Prince
pub is
Wales.
That pub looks good. I've driven past so many a time.
The one in front of us with the lights?
No, that's not such a good pub.
Where's the Prince of
that
Wales?
That one.
Oh, yeah, with the three feathers outside. Yeah. Yeah, you recognise that because of your royal connection.
So where are you with your boozing now?
Am I boozing? Yeah. Well,
quite a confrontational question, isn't it?
Yeah, he really asked
it. I'm in AA. No, I'm not. I did try and do AA for a bit, but all that happened was...
They fixed your car.
I thought to myself, well, I'm not as bad as these people.
Yes.
I'll go and have a drink.
There's groups who deal with that, aren't there, for people who want to drink less but don't want to never drink again.
Yeah.
There's certain, because...
It's also called Alcoholics Anonymous.
Yeah, no, but I mean, but a lot of people join AA and think, I'm not as bad as this lot, but I still want to drink less.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of Menshevik.
Yeah, there are interim groups of sort of like, you know...
But, I probably drink like once a week.
Right.
And...
Well, that's nothing.
But only but it does nothing last 6 days.
And, I drank last night.
Right.
But the which I'm so not feeling great right now.
Sorry about that.
You really feel every pint of lager.
Yeah, I love that. Years ago, I read someone talking about running, and they were saying that one of the things they liked about it is that it gives you a much more front brain relationship. You can think, right, I've had that drink, I've eaten that sandwich, and then I go for a run. And it's true, I went for years without forging that connection at all. You know, my body was just a kind of like a vehicle, like a sort of airship that I happened to be travelling in.
Yeah.
So the idea of doing anything, whether it's something really debauched or something really healthy, and then doing something the next day where you think, I can feel the effect I've had on my own body, it's healthy.
As you get older, you feel the carry-on more, don't you?
Yeah.
The next day, yeah.
But since I went to this body camp place, this is the temperance fountain, which ironically...
That's a brilliant timing.
All nice the drunks
timing.
Okay, yeah. Hang around it.
Paul wants to know if he can do temperance, but not too much temperance. Let's get the three of us in front of the temperance fountain, please. Selfie, temperance selfie. Us three and Temperance herself.
Look, you guys are barely... Anyway.
Oh, wait a minute.
Comparison's the enemy of joy.
Exactly. Who is that? That's a great quote. I like that.
That's Rumi, isn't it? Sufi mystic.
Is it?
Sufi mystic Rumi, yeah.
Rumi, the singer.
Hang on.
Here we go. this lace thing's turning into a bit of a dodge,
you,
isn't
is
it? It's turning into a bit of a dodge.
It's my number one tip for the marathon.
she's not even tying those properly, is she? She's intentionally keeping them loose.
She's either tying the lace or walking or running. I can't keep up with this. It's like interval training the other way around.
She'll be sprinting off in a second.
Yeah?
Just get ready. Just keep stretching, because this could go in any direction.
I'm not.
I could hold that for you if you want.
I'm a beginner. But
quite
I'm
right.
Lying.
There you go.
Thanks. So, where were we?
Yeah, you were training, you drinking. Mocking. You were saying about having a drink and how it feels.
But
the
I don't
time.
Want it because I want it. So I find that exercise has become quite addictive. And also, since I went to the body camp, I've lost 20 pounds in 2 months.
Wow.
That's great.
And I feel really good. And okay, and so here's the crucial thing, which all links back to, is mental health. So, you know, it was unthinkable that I would, a year ago, if you'd said to my husband, your wife is going to get off on Christmas Day and run for 5 miles, he would have just laughed in your face.
Yeah, yeah.
And or but you know, I'm doing it, and I'm trying.
It's wonderful to be able to look at yourself in that way as well, isn't it? It's, I saw someone running on Christmas Day years and years ago, and I thought, wow, I can't imagine what that would be like. And now I can. I don't know if I have ever been
for a run.
It's quite a
nice symbolic
Day.
Move, isn't it, as
yeah.
well?
I thought that's, yeah, it's a statement of intent. I thought about going for one on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
But it was just miserable, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. It was pouring
rain.
Down. It was pouring down.
Pouring rain.
Yeah. yeah.
And I always walk for this bit because I don't like this bit.
Because of these bins?
So I bet you everyone else you've done this with has run, like, consistently.
Some people run slow, some people run fast. It's fine.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really interesting. So you've lost loads of weight and you want to keep it going, and the boost. The boost adds on the pounds, doesn't it?
But it's not. I just don't feel like doing it the next day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
when I started out, I used to be one and the other. I used to go to a comedy club for the weekend and drink a little bit too much cheap wine at the gig, and then kind of chastise myself for it on the running machine at the hotel gym the next day. So it was all very tight. Well, if there was one. The one I'm thinking of is in Southampton, and it was over the road, and it was not what you're picturing. It's all a bit sort of
Michael McIntyre.
Yeah, tell where Michael McIntyre took you for health. Come on,
we went to the. I'm good mates with the McIntyre. But feel free to lawn.
No, I'm not. I've interviewed him a couple of times.
Whenever
you mention him to comedians, it's like, imagine if it's like when people mention, like, I just want to think of a journalist without offending anyone.
Come on, name one.
No, like a really brilliant, high, you know.
Caitlin Moran.
Someone like Caitlin, yeah.
Someone maybe like Caitlin, maybe.
who's a friend of mine.
Well, she's a very talented person.
She's a very talented person, but you see, you know, there's a certain
ubiquitous
group of
she's all
female,
over.
Female columnists who go, I wish I was as good as her.
Yeah, yes.
Not
yeah,
that
yeah.
I'm saying, oh, now I've turned around.
We'll get that quote. That'll be the byline for the podcast. Briny.
But we don't understand, because among comedians there is no professional jealousy.
Really?
We just don't do it. You know,
really?
We had the same manager years ago, so we just got on really well from the off. But he took me to the Mayor Clinic.
Oh, really?
You have to go. You
what,
have to get,
where is it in?
You have to get the Telegraph to send you to the Mayor Clinic for a week.
Why?
Because...
like Giselle?
Well, I lost a stone there.
But you're tiny.
Well,
yeah,
exactly.
He was the most tiresome guest because he didn't need to go, didn't particularly want to
I was
go.
Only there to keep Michael company, and I ended up losing more weight than him while eating more food. It was really irritating. But they go there, they deny you food or give you just really Comics. Little bits of sort of protein pyramids and stuff.
Protein pyramids.
It sounds like
if
yoga
what you did
on
Ibiza was 21st century, yours was 19th century. That's what it sounded like.
But it's set in the Alps. It's beautiful.
Sorry, I just bowed.
And it's
good. We've got that on tape.
That was my beer coming up from last night.
Seriously, have a Google. Have a Google of the Mayor Clinic.
I've heard of it. But I don't, like, the thing I liked about the body camp, I sound like I'm doing advertising, was that it was really improved. Like, I felt it was improving my well-being.
Yes. Yeah,
my
I know
spirituality.
What you're saying. Yes. Yeah, yeah, that's fair enough, yeah. The Mayor Clinic's are slightly more austere, but it is beautiful. And there's that sort of element to it.
It's cold
it's
now,
slightly
so.
More Germanic. Yeah. But oh, yeah. Well, she's going for it. That's
bitter,
a personal trainer,
it's
there.
It's really cold today.
She's got boxing gloves on. She's going to start punching.
I've been trying to do a bit of boxing.
That's very good for fitness, isn't it?
Yeah. I've been trying to do a bit of...
that's
core stuff. Yeah. Like reformer Pilates. Have you done that?
No,
like
I haven't.
It's like you get strapped into a bed that looks like something out of 50 Shades.
Right. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Good start.
I already like it.
And you do like planks on it and
right.
all sorts of, and push-ups and whatever.
Yeah, but make sure you're strapped into a bed first. I do planks and push-ups. There's
it's
no
like,
strap bed.
If someone sort of to me, you just lie on a bed and do all this exercise. And I was like, oh, that sounds awesome. But then I did it, and I was like, actually, this is really hard
it's
work.
Really hard work. Yeah.
Any core work's great, though. I mean, it is, because you balance your body out, it helps everything else.
Rob's king of core.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'm a big planker.
Have you heard of Frame? I'm going to this place called Frame.
I've heard of Janet Frame. That's an angel at my table. What is Frame? No, I don't know what
it's
it is.
It's this place, it's like...
That's why I had to admit that I didn't
there's
know.
There's one in King's Cross, there's one in... They're all in London at the moment. Yeah. But they're like...
And it's about Frame, it's about body position.
Yeah, and you just feel...
I'm someone who's totally... would never have thought of myself as being fit or in any way. And then I found this kind of inner runner.
Tell me how you guys found your inner runners.
Well, the kind of yin and yang of running commentary, as long-time listeners will know, is that I am the midlife crisis. I lost weight in 2008. So I was already...
I lost weight in 2008.
You didn't need.
I love this song. We'll sing the whole thing for you later.
But, I can't wait.
And then it was only after that I thought, well, I'll try it. And I really got the taste for it. But it was very much kind of after 35, after having kids, after everything, you know?
Yeah.
It's me version two. Whereas Paul's been a runner since sort of birth.
Really?
Sort of like
were you running before you were walking?
Sporadically. I had a long time off it. And then I ran loads when I was a teenager. And then Rob kind of got me back into it, which I am a great credit to, really. and then just the last sort of year and a bit, I've got really into it.
So
I really enjoy it.
But it's always interesting to tie it in with the whole...
Just walk.
Yeah, I nearly
just
did.
Just walk while I run.
What a giveaway. No, it's that whole thing. You know, I really think that I think there's quite a lot of people who enjoy running and other exercise without thinking
running
of it as
pace.
Being a kind of meditative or psychological thing. But I think for us it's always a meditative exercise, and the fact that it can help your psychological state is prime. Even when we're doing whatever, you know, park runs and interval training, it's still... The most important thing for me with the run is how it clears your head.
Yeah.
It
recalibrates your mind, doesn't it?
Also, I think I'm sort of joking about how slow I am and how I keep stopping. That's the fact. Last night, I would be really fast, guys, if I hadn't. But anyway.
Don't worry about it.
But what kind of cigarettes were they?
Menthols.
So it's basically the same as having a salad.
It's better for you, actually. It's not really. Just health.
We could, Steve, if you could put in a little announcement here about how menthol cigarettes aren't healthy.
Do not mistake menthol cigarettes for a salad crudité. They should only be used as an alternative to croutons. Thank you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
It's parakeets.
Yeah, making a fuss.
They're everywhere. Blighters.
Flaming galahs.
Flaming galahs. I just really enjoy it. Enjoy that feeling of getting out of the house for an hour and, you know, even if I'm just walking like we are now. Mostly running.
Yeah, yeah.
It's peaceful.
But I also find I like going by my... Not that I would like you both to bugger off right now, but I really like being by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, people always say to you when you start running, they go, oh, God. I'll go running with you. I love running.
Yeah.
Let's do it together. And I'm like, no, I don't want to do it with you. Yeah. because I don't want to feel like I'm holding. Do you know what I mean? Like when you go at your own pace, you're just going at your own pace. And you're lost in your own little world. And the other thing, I always
it's like a little holiday
at your own pace in your own space.
yes.
Yeah,
you get t-shirts made up with that.
Yeah.
Have you thought of merchandise?
Yes.
A happy face, a loving race for a thumping pace.
Mine was better than yours.
No, it was, yeah.
But you realise as well, people, you know, there's a kind of... I used to always worry about exercise, or people kind of laugh at me, or they'll think, oh, she's really crap, or, you know... But people are in their own spaces.
Yeah,
and they
yeah.
No one's bothered.
They don't
Everyone's
care.
Just looking after their own business.
And even, like, you go to classes and you think, oh, I'm really rubbish at this. No one, like, literally, that's the greatest the lesson I've learned over the years is that no one gives a shit about
you. They don't level it.
They don't care. Right off the bat, they
Source.
Don't care. And the harder it is, the less they care, because people go into their own kind of training zone. But I also think that's the fundamental thing for me. I don't know if you... is that sense that what you're looking for in life is a bit of distance, a bit of... it doesn't really matter. But if you don't get it in that kind of natural sort of body... based way, there's so many negatives attached to it. You know, if you, for example, narcotize to the point where you think it doesn't really matter, or you dwell on bad things until you say, oh, nothing matters, then that's not positive. But if you say, oh, well, these things are really bothering me, but I've done some exercise, and that's kind of shown me that it doesn't matter as much as I thought it did. You get that distance without any of the negativity.
Yeah.
That won't go on a t-shirt.
Maybe you could, like, a Star Wars crawl.
Yeah.
But that's a great thing about London Marathon as well, is that thousands of people are having their individual experiences, but it's shared, so it's both. Mm. You're having your individual experience, and everyone's... you're going to have an amazing day, you know. It's fun. Your first London Marathon is an incredible day. I'll be really excited to hear about it afterwards. I think you're going to have... I think it's going to blow your mind.
For 3 hours.
I think you're going to be surprised by it, honestly.
Well,
I really think you are.
I did the Great South Run a few years ago, and I really enjoyed it. And I thought, oh, I'm going to run for 5 miles, walk for two. And I ran the whole thing kind of buoyed by, you know, and that was the Great South Run.
Where is the Great South Run?
Portsmouth.
And how far is it?
It's 10 miles.
Yeah, it's a distance,
yeah.
That's the longest distance I've ever run, but I loved it, and I was high as a kite afterwards.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
Well, this is further than that.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you know, that's...
I'm aware of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no!
26.2. Everyone always goes, oh, it's the point two. I'm like, is it really the point
two? Well, you know, it's your mate's fault, you know, it's to get it in front of Buckingham Palace. That's why they got the point. Once you get into
the 26 mile, you can feel you're so close to the finish. It's sort of...
I'm going
to
cry.
I cried at the end last year of pure relief that I could stop. Just like, my legs were hurting so much.
But also, it's such a wonderful...
You can have a lie down.
Yeah. It's the right thing, you know, because I did the Berlin Marathon last year.
How many marathons have you done?
This will be London, thank you. I think I've done about...
You go this way.
I don't know. It's about seven.
Don't get run over.
Careful.
Seven marathons?
Yeah, seven. I've done seven. Which is ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it's ridiculous. You know, when you turn around and think, like, if you'd said to me a year ago, you know, go for a run on Christmas Day, you know, I feel, and the great thing is that if you get to it at a certain point, a certain time in life, it never stops being ridiculous to me. I hear myself saying that and go, what? So I did Berlin, which is one of the majors, and it's the similar kind of size to London, big city, 40,000 people. And maybe it was the community I was in, as, again, people who... regular listeners will know I didn't have a marvellous time or anything, but I just felt it wasn't the same. It didn't have that community, that diversity.
The support and the sense that it's totally democratic,
you know. It's because everyone was going, the guy said to me,
too slow.
Well, someone pushed me out of the way at one point. They like grabbed my shoulders and put me to one side.
That's awful, isn't it?
And someone said, oh, you're running for charity, but he said it like in a patronising way, like, oh, good idea, well done you. But you wouldn't say that in London, because everyone is.
Yeah.
You know, and there's no... It's so democratic. There is definitely absolute equality between all the runners. You know, whether it's Mo Farah or someone, you know, dressed as a nurse, clearly bleeding from the nipples, coming in at 6 1/4 hours, you know. It's totally democratic in a way that sounds good on paper, but when you really experience it, it's like, oh yeah, this is really happening. It's brilliant.
And running into town as well is beautiful. Just running over the bridges and up down the South Bank and stuff, it's great.
It's the Isle of Dogs I'm worried about.
Yeah, that's
the worst bit. That's true.
But it's once you come over the bridges, though, it's amazing. Yeah.
I'm excited. I'm like, as long as I get a hug from Prince Harry at the end.
Yeah. Should warn him because you tend to be quite salty by the end.
Yeah. But you know, I did have a boyfriend who did the London Marathon. And I remember at the end going to give him a kiss and being like, gross.
Is this necessary?
But also, what I want to know is, how do I not become a marathon bore?
We've turned it into a life. So no, we're the wrong people to ask.
Because already.
I don't know. Is this a question about the marathon? I don't know. It's.
People are like, oh, you did? Did you say you're doing? I didn't know you were doing marathon running.
I think once you've done it, you'll be all right. Once you've.
Just walk again. Sorry.
No, it's fine. Once you've done one, it kind of settles into place, and then of course it'll be about, do you do another one? You know.
See, there's a great video. It's like a Daily Mash thing or something.
Yeah.
And it's a man going, my wife, she kept on getting up every morning and going for a run and running longer and longer in distances. And then it hit me. She was going to do a marathon and not tell anyone about it. yeah. I'm like, oh, hi, guys.
I'm doing a marathon.
And people do look at me like, are you mad? Yes, I am. Because also, okay, so the other thing that I have, which you can't see on the podcast, is enormous breasts.
I can take a picture.
I have like 36JJ, right? Which is a not... It's a weight. It's a weight. And it's like, you know... And to get a sports bra, it's really hard. And so when I see young men like you out, you know, just like...
Let me go there. That was
us. Impression young men, of us. We got young men like young us. Men.
We're just like...
I'm like, fine, but you don't have boobs.
No, absolutely. We've heard this and we can't possibly, you know, sympathise but not empathise. And it's a thing, isn't it? I mean, because what are you going to do? I mean...
Chop them off.
Yeah, I don't know if that's the way to go.
There's going to be a lot of Vaseline.
Yeah, well,
there's going to be... Chafing's a bit of a problem, isn't it?
I mean, he vasses up like a good one. He's a lanky streak of...
You've got a vas. You got to plaster your nipples.
I'm not a
That's one of the most enjoyable part of the marathon. All the prep.
Is it?
All the sexy
one
prep.
One of our... someone got in touch online.
Just greasing yourself up.
A guy got in touch online. He said, try and wear a red top for the marathon. We've been asking for sort of esoteric marathon tips. He said, wear a red top. And he attached a picture of himself in a white top doing the marathon.
Oh, God.
And there's a huge red smear.
I had that the first time I ran it. Yeah,
really.
Just wiped my nipples to nothing.
The other thing I'm really worried.
Just remove my nipples.
Rubbed them down.
Just rubbed them right.
Sanded
down.
Them off.
I mean, this is for the female listeners. Like, can any women tips? And what happens if you get your period while you're running the marathon?
Yeah, yeah.
You have your period on marathon day because I did. someone last year just said fuck it, and she didn't. Sorry, I shouldn't swear.
Sorry, Steve. It turns out. That Bryony is swears like a sailor. She's effing and jeffing left, right, and centre.
But
no, but it's the thing, isn't it? They've been talking about it in sport.
You try to find another phrase. She said, "Forget about that."
The phrase is off games week, isn't it? I mean, what if you want to be off games and it's time to run the marathon?
Exactly. You know, there's got to be a high. You know, there's got to be a lot of women.
Yes, at the same time. Then.
You know, so that's a whole issue.
Yeah.
You know, you have to carry a tampon,
and there's so
extra weight on you.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to, I suppose you could just do a Paula Radcliffe.
Yeah, and if you've really got to know what's in what
There'll
pocket.
Be a lot of that.
Because if you go for a carb gel and that's and inadvertently suck on a tampon,
that's helping no that, one.
That's not going to give you any energy.
Come on, Bright.
Did you see that? But it's funny when you think about it, it does say something, I'm going to be all da da da, but it says something about society. That there's all this stuff about things to consider and health in the big magazine. They send everyone doing a London Marathon, but they don't mention that at all.
And oh, well, I'm going to tackle this problem.
Yeah.
It sounds to me like you're now going to try and be on your period.
I don't know how. I'm definitely not. But then also, I keep on thinking, oh, what if I could get pregnant? That would get me out of the marathon, wouldn't it? That would be good.
You've got quite a kind of love-hate with it already, this one. Looking for another... by chance.
My husband's refusing to have sex with me until the marathon's over. Right, let's do a bit more running because I'm embarrassed.
Oh, you warned. You warned.
Hey up. Oh, look, hey up.
Oh. Sorry.
Mate, you're a
very active man.
He went for the overtake when we did a gear change. Poor fella.
So how does it fit in with your writing, all the running and stuff?
I can't write and run at the same time. Well, that's
really? You don't do that?
not physically. No.
But do you think of ideas and then you go for a run and the ideas sort of sift down into your brain?
Really.
You
don't, not, no, I'd like, like to, I'd like to say that, you know, it helps with the muse, but my editor saying, where the F is your copy? Yeah,
that helps more. Yeah.
But also, so I'm sort of doing this for work.
Right. Because you're writing articles, aren't you? About
yeah.
Right.
So I can legitimately.
Like Alistair Campbell did years ago, but with laughs.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's important to laugh.
Absolutely. It's crucially important. Yeah. You'll find it funny on the day. It's just a funny experience running the marathon.
But what I was going to say, I can't talk and walk. I just can't do it.
Don't worry about it.
I've been reading all the running magazines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like on New Year's Day.
Paul writes
I didn't go for a run.
Well.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, well, I bought that. I haven't read. I'm still reading Women's Running.
Okay.
The February issue.
Right.
Yeah.
But I'm like getting myself in the mindset. My husband said on New Year's Day, so you're gonna read about going for a run.
There's a lot of reading about running that goes on.
Yeah.
This has mostly been walking commentary.
It's much more simple, though, isn't it? Then
I genuinely enjoy your column in that context, though, because so much of it is kind of scientific, it's kind of front brain, it's kind of fact-based.
Yeah.
And I think that we're all, you know, what we're all talking and thinking about is, you know, it's what running means at a more kind of personal level, you know.
It's very simple, isn't it, running?
Yes, exactly.
Do but the running a bit magazine, of Wandsworth Common as well.
It's up to you if you fancy, yeah. We can go Wandsworth.
I'm quite cold.
You're quite cold.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's run.
Well, I don't know about that, but I
it's because you're not running. Let me see what pace you would run at.
Honestly, it's not much. It's honestly not much quicker. You've got this idea of us legging it around.
We're going to do it in less than three hours.
No, but when we train, we run slow.
Yeah,
and when we talk, we run slow. Yeah.
We never. When we're doing if we go off and do something speedy, we don't record our conversation because it would be like this.
Well, this is the thing. I'm just, you know. We've done a lot of steps.
Are you a Fitbitter?
I sort of am. Yes. No, I'm not sort of am. I am a Fitbitter.
You can't fit bitter than a Fitbit bitter. No, that's not right.
We'll go there and do that loop, and then we'll be
cool.
done.
Yeah,
good.
Cool.
We've looped Clapham Common so effectively that I'm slightly confused about what direction we're going in now, which is
unusual. We're basically, that's where we
started.
People
have to get lost on the Common for years.
Yeah.
You don't want to get lost on Clapham Common at night.
No, you don't.
I once found there was a needle, a syringe,
right,
on the path, and I was outraged, obviously, and it had a label on it, and I took a picture of it. Obviously, I didn't want to touch it.
Yeah.
But I took a picture of it, and I Googled it, and it was a syringe to remedy erectile dysfunction. That's the kind of stuff that goes on Clapham Common at night.
So I'll be with you in a minute. No worries. Just tapping the needle there.
These lovely woods
as
here,
you were. As you were.
Famous. People have sort of, I think, there's a,
bring a needle.
A famous actor was mugged while walking his dog in those woods.
Yes, I know this story.
Yeah.
It's a meeting point for. Yeah.
I'd better get a picture of these
like-minded souls.
So I sometimes think, oh, let's go for a walk through them, and then it's just.
I'll take
it. No.
He thought about it.
Actual picture of the woods while our listeners have a mental picture of the actor.
Oh, this is a terrible place to cross. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Look, Rob just goes for it. Easy. We'll get there.
Okay, well. I'll see you over here.
You know why you're quite cold, Rob?
Here we go.
It's because you're not wearing any clothes.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry.
You're always wearing comes cycling out in shorts.
It's yes. my fault.
Yeah.
It's all my fault.
I did the Santa Dash around Clapham Common.
The Santa Dash?
Yeah, it was only 5K. And I'd, again, the night before, I'd drunk a lot of booze. So I had a whole packet of fags. But I did it in like 35 minutes.
That's great.
So,
that's
great. See, when I...
Is that what is the Santa Dash?
Basically.
Just Christmas, everyone wears
Santa
stuff.
Santa suits.
Like it.
Yeah, a bit of a tear.
Nice idea.
But...
Do you do park runs? Is there a park run
no,
around
No, there
here?
Isn't.
No Clapham Common Park run?
There must be a park run around here. That's incredible that there's not one here.
Wow. I mean, there may be.
Ross.
I've never...
Oh,
no.
There is.
We're like, that's incredible.
I've been out on Clapham Common at like 9 in the morning on a Saturday.
Right, and you haven't seen it.
No. Unless... These are the woods.
Right.
Go through them if you want.
Yeah, let's see it.
Do you want to go through the woods?
Great.
Into the woods.
What, looking for evidence?
First person to
if
spot.
You excuse me, I just need to go over here. Get syringe out. Yeah.
First person to spot a disused condom wrapper.
Nice.
Wins. Nice. Don't know what they win.
Wins a syringe.
What if we spot the condom itself? Yeah, wins a visit to the clinic.
It's a bit muddy, so we shouldn't really run.
Good.
No,
what that,
it would
did
be dangerous.
You, go-
you need good shoes.
These I went and I tried on. They made me go on the treadmill.
You did your gait analysis. It's
they
worth
said,
doing.
You pronate on the left or something. And
I run in like that, really. I'm a bit like...
Do you want? Can I get a picture of your feet?
That's when I run.
Yeah, good. Nice. These have got bad laces. Your shoes have got laces. Yeah.
But they're so comfortable, running shoes, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, they're great. Yeah. And I do find the good ones give you a slight... It's only a tiny nudge, but they make you want to run. You kind
of
put them on, you think,
oh, I'm going to... So I was reading in Women's Running magazine. Oh, no, Women's Health.
Right.
I was reading about these shoes
Yeah.
that the NBA banned... no, that's a lighter. Right. They banned, I think they're by a company called... You found it.
Oh, well done.
Well, I mean, found something.
Don't say I don't take you to all the best places.
Great.
They apparently, the energy that when your foot hits the floor,
yeah.
they go back into your feet or something like
nice.
That.
Nice. So it's
they
like
They banned
springy.
Them because it was an unfair advantage.
Yeah, yeah. Mind you, there are a bit weird with the banning on that, because some sports ban listening to music as an unfair advantage. It's
really?
Like, how can that be? It's not
physical. Let's leave the woods now.
You know, if it makes you go as fast as, or do as well as you can, it's not unfair, is it? I don't get that. I suppose if you're a long jumper and you've got shoes with springs in them. But
that's
where's the line?
Well.
Yeah. Where's the line, Paul?
Some athletes snorted it.
Some events, you know, but
they crossed it, then they snorted it.
Have the band listening to music in the Olympics? So if someone wanted to listen to it, would they not be allowed?
But why
to
would you want to be listening to music while you're competing in the Olympics?
Inspiration.
Well, what about the crowds of people?
No, I know.
Well, cheering you on.
Wait a minute, I'm just.
Sorry.
See, I am a music listener.
I'm on iPad Shuffle.
When I do the marathon, I'll be listening to music and listening to the crowds. I can, you know, you can balance it out. These days,
what kind
people,
of music do you listen to?
Well, all kinds. It's very esoteric, but if you really need something fat, you know, I always go back to something with either a big riff or a repetitive beat. You know, Plugin Baby by Muse really got me around
my
first half marathon. I mean, really completely changed. I was flagging, I was thinking about stopping, and it came on and I just started suddenly just virtually sprinting. Do you know what I mean? It was
yes,
like, whoa!
Muse, I had to...
So when I heard that sometimes they're banned, I sort of retrospectively felt like I cheated. It's so unfair. You know, it's like, I didn't. I just listened to Muse.
Well...
I'm going to start creating. I was talking about my infinite running playlist, and one of my 2017... News resolutions is to make it real and start sharing it with the world.
Can you put it on Spotify?
Yeah, exactly.
iTunes, whatever.
Yeah. But there's a lot of songs. It's going to be my life's work.
I should not have drunk any booze and smoked fags last night. I won't do that before the marathon.
Well, I think
it's
we were just saying...
It wakes you up, though, doesn't it, going for a run?
It's January the 4th, you know. No true... I don't know. Obviously, some, we were saying that people start New Year's resolutions things on January the 1st. I never start anything until after 12th night because it just gives you more time to get used to the idea. But I'm not...
You've got 16 weeks of marathon, haven't you?
Yeah, yes. That's right.
I went for a run yesterday.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like I didn't drop it over Christmas.
Yeah.
I ran on New Year's Eve. Yeah. I ran... And I just sound like a...
just want to keep yourself ticking over Christmas. Yeah. You've got a long time. No. The main thing is just avoiding injury and running progressively further, just in little bits.
And the timing of it is, you can do it, you could never run ever before on January 1st and run the marathon. If you train right and take it steady, take it easy, that's possible, you know, that's the right amount of time.
Yeah.
So you're on a head start, you are a runner, you know, you've done the Great South Run, you did your 10K before Christmas, like you say, you were kind of, your running was ticking over before the training began.
I loved the
10K. 10K's a
club. I felt so, and what was really interesting about it was, my pace got faster, my like kilometre splits
right.
got faster, the longer, so.
That's a good sign, isn't it? That's a great sign.
Oh, look, the sun's coming out.
Oh, I love it.
Sorry. It's beautiful.
Look at that. Oh, yeah. Just over those woods. Those nasty woods.
The other really good thing about getting outside is that yesterday it was freezing cold. I mean, it was literally freezing.
Yeah.
But it was bright sunshine. And, you know, just in the winter months, like that, getting that sort of...
It's a livener, isn't it? It's a freshener.
Yeah. I think it's primal. One of the places we run is Woodbury Down, which is a newly reopened and recombobulated reservoir near where I live. And it's, you know, it's a reservoir. So and it's there's some blocks of flats around it. It's not the Alps, you know, but it's a really nice place. And I was thinking this place makes you feel happy to come here. And I asked myself what it was, and I think it's because it's slightly elevated. You just get a load of sky.
Mm.
I think that we appreciate a big dose
of sky.
What
were you saying? I read a bit of Mad Girl yesterday.
Sorry about that.
And you talk about that trip to the Arctic.
Yes.
And that sense of space, isn't it? And sort of freshness and vitality. And just naturalness to kickstart you into different...
Yeah.
Way of living, sort of. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Sailing to the Arctic in a rib with seven men you've never met before.
Just makes you feel experience. Calm and happy.
Oh, bloody hell. That was...
Why did I do that? Yeah.
Well, it's like...
What did you go and do that for? I mean, why did you do that?
Well, because they asked me if I wanted to do it for a piece, and I said, okay.
That didn't work. I'm going again.
And again, once I commit to doing something, I commit to doing it. I didn't really commit very well this morning.
It's a great life, though, isn't it? Just to, you know, people ask you to do something, just doing it, getting an adventure like that.
And again, it was hard. It was really hard.
Hi.
Yeah. Because it was like, it was in the summer, but it was still quite cold and really ribs. I don't know if you've been on a rib boat.
Yeah, I've done. They do sort of, they handbrake them around Cardiff Bay.
Yeah, yeah. And you'd really like have it. It's a good core exercise, actually.
Yeah.
Basically planking for 12 hours a day.
Wow.
My abs just instinctively tightened when you said that.
What I found, what's really interesting though, is since I've been, you know, I've lost like a stone and a half, and I was quite a kind of, I'm quite a big girl, curvy girl. Like I was a size 20 when I started running.
Right.
Back in October, I was a size 20 and I'm a size 16.
Brilliant.
But what's been amazing is like feeling... my body, like, you know, at the back of my legs, I can feel muscles and, you know, and just that thing of...
Feeling your body change.
And also just feeling your body.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because I do as well, I sort of walk to work and I walk home and try and do 20,000 steps a day at least. And it's just that thing of just continuing, just... I'm like an all or nothing kind of person. And I know that the moment I stop doing it... I'll just go back to Deliveroo.
Yeah.
You used to work for Deliveroo.
No, that's
good exercise. Well, because I lost a bunch of weight, as I said a few years ago now.
In 2008.
It was a kind of New Year's resolution that stuck in 2008, and it was very much it was nothing to do with exercise. It was all food and drink, And I just remember I was carrying, you know when you're not fit, but you don't notice it, and then when you're fitter, you notice the difference. Mm. So it was that thing of, because I always carry all my stuff to gigs, and I'd run for a train and get on the train and kind of realise that I was ready to feel ill for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And I wasn't. Yeah. And then I carried my daughter, who would have been, about 3. And I carried her for ages because she didn't want to walk anymore and everything. And we hadn't brought the pushchair. And I didn't notice. And I was like, what's going on there? This is fine. And I realised that she, at that stage, was equivalent to the weight I'd lost.
Yeah.
And you start putting these things
into place. You get into the momentum of it, don't
you? Yeah,
it
flows.
It's like it feels like we're witnessing some sort of revolution here with Bryony, isn't it? I mean, you've totally changed your life, haven't you?
I have, kind of.
It's amazing, isn't it, really?
I feel
it's fantastic that's happened, you know?
I feel like it's a bit too soon to say that, but I do really enjoy it, and I just feel really good. And as I said, I'm not going for, like, you know, the people that do running. I realise there's a whole, like, underground world, and I used to see people out running and think, God, they're really weird. And now I realise they're not.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not weird to want to do exercise.
No, that's right. Yeah.
It's actually a really kind of vital, important part, and you feel
like a better sort of animal walking around, don't you? Just sort of vibrancy to walking around.
And also it's you know, we're repeating ourselves, but it's all important, it's all good, you know. It's your run. I don't mean it's your run, I mean it's anyone's run, you know. There might be someone you're doing a marathon, but I've known people who said, yeah, I'm planning in the end to run 5K, and they're going to do that and work towards that, and then do it, and then feel great, and that's excellent. You know, there's no, it's all good.
In the end, I don't think running a marathon, getting up and getting out and running a marathon, cannot be any harder than the days when you feel so bloody awful. I was going to swear then, but
yeah,
I stopped.
No, you did well there. Yeah.
Where you feel so depressed and you're so in the grips of whatever thing you have that you can't actually physically move out of bed.
Yeah,
of
that's
course.
Hard
of
when
course,
you can't. Yeah. When you, so this is like, well, actually, Bryony, you're up, you're out of the house.
You just want to feel different. You get so bored of feeling like that on whatever it is. I mean, obviously, some people's experiences are more extreme than others.
Yes.
Yeah.
But as you get older as well, you just want to spend less days feeling like that.
Yeah.
And more days, you know.
And I think that kind of any physical pain or whatever that I will almost certainly feel doing the marathon and in the training, it is offset by the fact that there's less of that mental pain and any of the challenges that you're having to do, like, but they're challenges and they're pushing you and they're making you better. And you know, I was running that when I finished my 10K on Christmas Eve Eve, and I was some, like, my neighbours were coming out of the house. I was just saying to myself, well done, Brian, you've done 10K. And they were like, you're right. And I was like, I am so good. I have never been better. I am as high as
a kite. That's fantastic.
And I went and met my daughter and the nanny in Byron, which is, you know, a dangerous place to go. And I ordered a salad.
Oh, my God.
And some sweet potato fries.
That is a revolution. It's happened.
Can I include your daughter's wreath in our picture?
It's a perfect first podcast for 2017.
You have to pixelate it.
I feel
so upbeat and, like, inspiring.
Hang on, I want to get my phone.
Yeah, you should get one of these. Here we are, look.
Okay, let me get my phone so I can take a picture.
Okay.
For my Instagram.
Before you get your phone for your Instagram, which we will share, we're on Instagram, Running Commentary. What are you on Instagram?
Bryony Gordon, Bryony Gordon, like the gin.
Instagram. And you're that on Twitter with an underscore.
Yes, Bryony _ Gordon.
And what's your running club called?
Running club?
No, I know. I'm mixing up the.
I'm running the marathon for Heads Together.
Have you got a Just Giving page?
No, because we're doing the Virgin London
Marathon.
You've
got
marathon.
A Virgin Money Giving page?
It's like Virgin London
Sorry,
Money.
Richard.
.com/ Bryony Gordon or something. I have to go and look at my phone.
Yes, of course.
To get that.
Well, we'll share it all as well.
And Mental Health Mates.
Parkinson's UK, by the way.
Well done.
Thanks.
I'll sponsor you.
Thanks. Well, let's sponsor each other.
Mental Health Mates.
Mental Health Mates, thank you.
Mental Health Mates was a website, which is www.mentalhealthmates.co.uk.
And is it on Twitter as well?
Twitter is @findyourwee.
@findyourwee.
We, like W-E, not like
urine. Yes.
But can I go for a wee in your house?
You can. can I tell you the story behind Find Your Wee?
Yes, please.
Which I didn't mention, that was when I was doing that little run around Clapham Common, I was listening to a Jarvis Cocker documentary on Radio 4 about Carson McCullers. Usually I listen to Take That or whatever. I thought, oh, I'm going to be highbrow this morning. And she wrote The Heart is a Lonely Hunter, and she tried to commit suicide several times, and she died of alcoholism in her 50s. And there was this, cheery, and there was this archive audio footage of her, and she said, sometimes it feels like everyone is part of a we except for me. And I was like, you were wrong. You were part of a we, you just didn't know it.
Just didn't know it at the time.
So I was like, I'm going to go and find your we.
That's really nice.
Yeah.
I should have said that really back at the beginning.
Well, you said it now.
I said that quote one more time. Now. So I want to, genuinely, what was it? I want to remember that.
Sometimes it feels like everyone is part of a we except for me.
Yeah, that's what.
And I suppose running is, you're part of that. You're part of a we, aren't you?
That's what the London Marathon is all about.
That's what it's all about. Yeah. That's what it's all about, yeah. Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. Thank you so much.
My pleasure. Running.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Cogginson and Deering.